It's Friday, the 27th of June, 9:30 a.m. once again. Just about to head out for the day. Not doing much today at all. The skies have been absolutely clear, devoid of clouds, since the sun stuck its wee head up, or I should say its big head here, over the hill in the morning. And it's just got hotter and hotter and hotter. It's got to be 25 degrees, 26 degrees now. Yesterday, would you believe, we hit an all-time high in the car on the open road of 33 degrees. That's travelling in a car, 33 degrees. And we recorded 39 and a half just outside the villa by late afternoon. Incredibly hot. Almost oppressively so, but we had a lazy day yesterday, basically. Thursday, the market day, the big market day up, way up in the top of the hill, so spent a good couple of hours up there, got our usual bacon baguettes, beautiful stuff, and a couple of wee Amstel beers, those little cans about the size of a Coca-Cola can, and that was the usual order. And I have to say that even yesterday morning it was so hot. The market traders all have, or most of them have, these netting shades that they pull out over the top of and join between each of this kind of share it over the, to create a canopy between each other. And you really need it, because as soon as you're in the open air, just like just now and this morning, in the open sunshine, it really is cookingly hot. That's that expression, cookingly hot. So, We did the market, as I said, whereabouts. We came back to the villa. I'm trying to remember what we did after that. Nothing really at all. Then what we decided to do is me and Alan were going to go down to La Marina itself and have a swim in the sea in the Med. We haven't done this yet. We've waded, paddled and done everything else but swim. So what we did was we took the girls into the pool here in the complex. It's not a complex really, it's an urbanisation. But I'm standing by the tall walls of the poolside, and we took them up there, set them up with their books and their paperwork and brollies and lilos, etc. And then we shot down to La Marina and spent diving into a Mediterranean sea instead of a North Sea. Fantastico. So we spent a wee bit of time down there, and then we done a wee bit of beach walking and came back up to the pool, got a wash at the pool and the pool showers, and lay beside the girls for, oh, maybe about another hour. But it was even in the shade, it was so hot. So we came back to the villa. Well, we walked back to the villa. It's about a 2-minute walk, if it is that. And just had afternoon tea, as it were, light soup and sandwiches kind of thing. None of us were fit for a real food, as I say. At least here, there's masses of fresh produce, fruit-wise, that are just so sweet, juicy. Even the grapes. Grapes are almost the size of small plums and seedless. Ah, the fruit here is absolutely gorgeous. We never get anything back home. Why do we not get that quality back home? Seems that we get all the crap, you know. Here, oranges almost peel themselves and jump out at you, sucking wet with juice and freshness. Well, could go on forever. So, as I said, we had that like tea, and then we went for a wee jaunt up to Santa Polo, just up the coast a wee bit, and had a walk along there, and had a cold beer, and the ladies had cold drinks over the harbour. And I had a nice glass of Latino vino out of the tap, you know, like a beer tap, chilled, extra chilled. First time I've heard that, it was really, it's kind of sangria-like. But anyway, we did that, and then what did we do? We came back, and would you believe we went to bed 9:30 last night? Ah, yes. And we all had really, we're all showing signs of catching the sun seriously, although we're pretty well tanned as it is, but even Alan, who tans really well, admitted he'd got a wee bit too much sun yesterday. this morning, I'm standing here just now below this palm tree where the bees are again. I can't believe the heat that's already hitting my body. I really need to get in the shade. A few steps and I'm in the shade, and oh, the difference it makes. I really have to cover up today. I don't want to be going home suffering. So we had a real lazy day yesterday, which was excellent, really nice. Today, we're packing the suitcases this morning, most of the stuff anyway, so we don't need to do it tomorrow morning. And today I think it's going to be another lazy day. Don't know what's on the cards at all, but we'll find something to do. I'd like to have said quite a few things about the urbanisation, how they're set up, how they operate, what they're like to live in, the villas, really a whole lot about the holiday, and also the coastal, or the area of Costa Blanca, or the province of, I think it's province of Alicante, I think, if I remember right. But anyway, no matter, I'd like to say a lot about that, but I think I might just do that somewhere else. I try and gather all my thoughts about what it's like. So, yes, I think they're waiting on me. I'm hiding around the corner so they don't know where I am. I was trying to remember where I was going to say something else. It doesn't matter, at all. It couldn't have been that important. So, we'll be heading out somewhere, but it won't be far today. And the long journeys have passed now, all gone. And also because we feel it's we've done enough. We've done enough of the long trips. So we'll see what today brings. Maybe another visit to the beach. Maybe another visit to the pool. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't really care. I'm quite happy to have a lazy day. So, Friday, 27th. Last real day here tomorrow, although we don't fly out till 9:45 in the evening, so in theory we could have another full day tomorrow, just about. We were a wee bit worried last night because the family across the road and down a bit in the villa, they told us yesterday, they're from Northern Ireland, lovely family. They told us yesterday that there was a problem with EasyJet flights, and that put me and Alan into a panic. We didn't tell the girls. And I had to do some research online and find out. I found out that it had been sorted out and things were back to normal. Please God that they are still back to normal and they don't kick off again. But we're not going to tell the girls anything because they will just get wound up something terrible. They'll be fretting and knitting their brews. Anyway, I best get back down because I'll be sitting turning off. I'm saying, where the hell is that bugger got to this morning again? Okay. Back into the heat. Speak again soon.